I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. Educators, mental health professionals, and law enforcement are gathering in Asheville this weekend to tackle what's been dubbed an unaddressed public health crisis. I talked with one of the conference organizers who's been shining the spotlight on the issue here in Western North Carolina. A gymnasium full of students are pounding on drums and rattling shakers, part of a percussion workshop designed to connect children to music and foster teamwork. It's a fun group activity, and one that's caught the attention of researchers studying potential strategies to help prevent and treat the effects of adverse childhood experiences, called ACEs, things like abuse and neglect, divorce, and domestic violence. The term was coined after a landmark study in the late 1990s revealed the more ACEs a person experienced, the higher their risk of problems in adulthood, everything from drug abuse to depression to diabetes.
Original study showed that 2 out of 3 people have at least one ACE. It's been labeled a public health crisis.
That's Mary Lynn Barrett, a behavioral health specialist at the Mountain Area Health Education Center, MAHEC, in Asheville. She's dedicated much of her career to ACE awareness.
Part of this idea of toxic stress, that when you're sort of marinated in that, when that's your home environment that's supposed to be safe and it's not safe, then it affects your body and your nervous system. So if you're a child that's experiencing these things and you show up at school, you may not be able to sit still. You might be in some level of fight or flight response.
Down the road, says Barrett, if those children grow up without addressing the adverse childhood experiences, toxic stress begins to take a toll on the nervous system.
And it has a cascading effect on all the different systems that the nervous system regulates in the body. Our endocrine system, so we see diseases like diabetes, coronary artery disease. So things that you wouldn't necessarily think of, along with things that also make sense in terms of depression, higher suicidality, higher rates of substance use.
Barrett is quick to point out that while the developing body is susceptible to the toxic effects of ACEs, it's also wired for resilience and healing. She's been instrumental in creating awareness and resilience training programs for schools, healthcare providers, and law enforcement here in Western North Carolina and beyond.
Whether you work in early childcare and it's more of a prevention, or you're working with adults that maybe are in the prison system, everybody needs to understand that there's something they can actually do for themselves or for the people around them.
And that brings us back to the gym full of drummers. Barrett says a growing body of research supports the healing power of rhythmic activities like drumming, singing, and walking as a way to help trigger a sensation of safety in people coping with ACE-related trauma. I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.